What's upset you now?
I was at a festival recently, and I don't know why I did this. I was just trying to be nice. I was trying to come across as nice. I said to this guy, I'd met him for seconds.
I think that is your life problem. Trying to be nice. It doesn't suit you.
What do you mean?
I think you're getting tied up in knots just by trying to be nice.
I'm trying my best. This is what people go on about, isn't it? Being nice, being kind, be kind, right? So I thought I'd give it a go.
This is what people go on about.
It is.
That's what they say, isn't it? You got to try and be nice.
Right.
Who's told you this? Who has given you this bum stare? Anyone, I'll tell you who it is. Someone that has not spent much time with you. Because anyone that spent more than an hour with you would go, sorry, you know, when we first met, I said, try and be nice. Can I just take that back? Because it's just not for you, mate.
All right. Well, here I go. Case in point, I said to this guy, I said, all right, I'm just going to go and get some food. And I thought, I'll be nice. I said, do you want anything? And then I said, I don't know why this popped into my mouth. I went, it's on me.
Who was he?
He was a guy at a festival that I was with, like a friend of a friend.
Right.
A friend of a friend. And I said, I'm going to go get some food. Do you want anything? And then I said, it's on me. And I thought that's such an absurd offer. That's absolutely mental. That he has to say no. He said yes. Paul, he said yes. Paul, he said yes.
I love this
guy. Do me
guy.
A favour. That's Paul, do me a favour. Do me a favour. That's unacceptable.
I find it, no. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I find it hard to believe that when he said, yeah, what did he say? He just accepted
yes.
the offer. I can't,
he said yes.
I
yes,
bet but... you, I can imagine that you let out an audible, oh, for fuck's sake.
I did.
What did
I
he did. Want?
He said, yeah, as long as there's no meat in it.
Oh, my God. He accepted the offer and then laid down some dietary requirements. This guy is my hero. Sorry. Are you on WhatsApp? Can I just WhatsApp you a list of sort of allergies? I can't have any gluten. You just traipse
come back and chuck a carrot at him. Oh, you can have that.
I always feel sorry for festivals when there's like one really popular food stand next to one that no one is going to. You know, it's like, hey, yeah, it's the sort of trendy mac and cheese. We put truffled onions on top. We put like, yeah, sort of, it's called Wacky Mac. And it's sort of like, there's a queue about 5 hours long. And then next to it, there's some like dirty kebab shop playing drum and bass. Haven't had a customer for 3 days. Oh.
Just getting people asking them directions.
Yeah, exactly. To the mac and cheese stall. Excuse me, mate. Do you know where Wacky Mac is? Yeah, it's next door. I did a festival last week.
Sorry, mate. You don't have a fork, do you?
The only reason people stop at that van is to use their condiments. Here's something that annoys me. Do you know when you get like a blocked up salt cellar? In a cap where you sort of like go in and so you kind of really sort of give it some to get the salt out and then you give up and then you go to sort of like use the pepper and you approach the pepper with the same sort of like force that you've used on the blocked salt cellar and then just end up with a load of pepper on your food.
I used to not believe in pepper. I used to think that pepper didn't do anything. Well, I used to think that, like, it was just a thing.
What
like,
are
people
you
was...
talking about? What do you mean you didn't
I used to think that people were like, oh, yeah, oh, a bit of pepper. I was like, it doesn't taste of anything. It doesn't do anything to the... I'm still dubious. I don't think pepper makes that much of a difference. I think it's psychological. You feel better after you've put the pepper on. Is it really making a difference?
Those people... Like, you know, it's all about the seasoning. You know, you've just got to... I can remember this guy. He was living in halls. I went to stay with him. He's an old friend of mine. He's still a friend now. He shouldn't be after this because he was like, oh, mate, I do the best scrambled eggs, right? And I can remember him. They were shit. They were the worst scrambled eggs I've ever had. They were rubbery. And he was sort of like, oh, it's just all about the seasoning. And he mixed them in a pint glass. It was just like, oh, yeah, you know... I do these amazing. They made me feel physically sick. I don't like other people's food. People, other people's packed lunches. Other people's packed lunches at school used to make me feel ill.
I don't like other people's food. Do you know what? By the way, sorry. Just you've reminded me. Just in terms of other people. You know, like, people complain about, oh, like, someone showing you a baby photo. A photo of their baby.
Yes.
Right? I'm going to extend that now. I've reached this point. Anyone showing you anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. Fuck off. I don't want to see it. Oh, I saw this brilliant film. Do you want to see this? Oh, there's this website. Do you want to see it? I don't want to see it. I just don't. Just leave. Stop showing me things on your phone. I've got to this point in life without seeing anything from your phone. I don't need it. What did your dad do?
Well, and I kind of give him a pass because he's older and, but like he'll recount. Sport, he'll be like, did you see that like game of tennis yesterday? And he'll start talking about points, but he'll give you like a blow by blow account. You're like, this is painfully boring. And then he's come across court and you're thinking, that is just too much. I find it really, really difficult to pay attention to people. I drift off. I've got some sort of ADHD.
Ah, totally. Definitely.
I switch off halfway through what most people are saying, even if it is the most engaging thing.
You're probably the only person I actually listen to.
Ah, thanks, man.
Crack on.
Sorry, I switched off halfway through what you were just saying. But yeah, people showing you anything. Well, not anything.
Oh, no, I pretty much mean anything. Seriously, I'm just so... And if you're going to send me something, just send me the video. Don't send me the link. I mean, you might as well be putting the video up on top of the Kilimanjaro. I'm not into links. As soon as I see a link, I can't be bothered with those few seconds between the link and the video. Forget it. Just forget it.
I'll tell you what is always funny. When someone new joins a WhatsApp group and seriously misjudges the tone or what is going to be acceptable in there. Hi, everyone. My mate, Steve's just joined the group. And then Steve comes in with some sort of like really hardcore porn straight off the bat or something like that. You're like, oh, Steve, no.
So I went to the food hut, right? And the food, yes. The food was a tenner. A tenner each. There were three wraps and there were a tenner each. And I thought, I can't believe I've got to spend a tenner on this guy. So do you know what I did? Little small victories. And Paul, you know me, you know I did this. I leant in and I said to the person behind the counter, look, I know this is a strange request. What is the worst thing on the menu?
You've got to be joking.
I'm not
this
joking.
Is what I mean. I was trying to be nice. I mean, I don't think you actually understand what trying to be nice involves. I'll tell you what the difference is here, Sean, and I'm going to... No. You need to hear this. This is some rough truths. No. You need to sit with this. No. You weren't trying to be nice. You were trying to look nice. There is a big difference. Yeah. Right, if you're trying to be nice, you're going to... Just for today, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try and do... I'm going to try and be nice. Whatever this guy wants, I'm going to do... You were trying to appear nice.
Paul.
So you wanted... What you wanted was to give the offer of buying this...
Yes!
...guy lunch.
Yes!
But you didn't actually want to buy lunch.
Well, of course I didn't. Are you insane? Why would I want to buy... Why would I want to buy someone I don't really know lunch?
You were trying... You're full of shit. You were trying to look nice.
Oh, what?
The best possible outcome from that... The best possible outcome... Is that guy, you say, can I get anything? And he goes, no. You're expecting him to go, oh, no, that's fine, mate. I'll get you. And then he then goes back and goes, oh, I met this guy at the weekend, Sean at a festival. What a lovely bloke, offered to buy me lunch.
Absolutely. That's all we're doing. You're not meant to say yes.
You're doing.
Hang on, listen to me. Are you telling me that when you offer someone a cup of tea, you actually want to make them one?
I mean, I don't mind making someone a cup of tea.
You don't want to make someone a cup of tea. But you don't want to, do you? It would be better if you didn't have to make it. But
you need to get outside of yourself. That is what, like, makes people... That's why all these people that are nice are so happy. Because they're not stuck in their own head all the time.
You know, what is that? You made me sound like one of those germs from a bacteria ad.
You'd be great as a germ in a bacteria ad.
Do you know what? I'd take that as a compliment.
I'll tell you what. If instead of the kind of red blob with the thing sticking out of it to sort of like visualise coronavirus, if they'd used your face, I think people would have taken the restrictions a lot more seriously. It's like COVID-19 kills, and then just a picture of you in your dressing gown. People would have been early on like, this shit is serious. You would have been...
You're telling me I look like COVID.
If someone came up to me and said, I saw Sean Walsh the other day, he's the face of COVID-19. I go, oh, brilliant. Yeah, that sounds... that sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All of this stuff, you know, you're like...
What are you... How comes all of a sudden you turn into the Dalai Lama? What's going on? What are you on about? You're a prick. You're a prick!
I can't wait till the next opportunity presents itself to say that to someone in conversation. All right, mate, don't fucking get all Dalai Lama on me all of a sudden.
Oh, God.
But in an inappropriate setting as well. Oh, hi there, would you like any sugar? All right, mate, don't get all Dalai Lama with me. Oh. I'm not saying that I practice these principles. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I can see that, you know, that kind of stuff, it breeds...
What are you talking about?
I just started that and I was like, I've got no idea. I'm talking absolute shit.
I've been at a restaurant with you recently when you asked for them to take your food back and they said, sorry, we can redo it. And you went,
food... Right, hold on a second. That food, that was worse than the scrambled eggs my mate cooked. It was only that morning I've been talking about how I don't have full English breakfast that often. So I met you for lunch. You were so annoying. You were like, it was like taking a kid on holiday. Are we there yet? Are we there? I'm hungry.
I cannot stand this. I'm hungry. Take us to the restaurant. There are loads of restaurants. You keep walking past them. Why are you walking past them? Let's go in one. I'm hungry.
Because I would have taken you to a nice restaurant. What it is, here's my theory on you, Sean. If you want to know, you never want to make a decision. Never once would you go like, I know this great place, I'd like to take you to...
fucking hometown!
I know! I was in my hometown with you in my ear going, I need to eat. Right, so, just hear me out. You never want to make a decision because you would rather someone else made the decision. And I think, secretly,
you probably hope
that the place is shit so you can then moan about
no!
it.
No! I want... you brought us in. There were no tables, so you found us. I found a space out the
awful.
Back. The table. It was absolutely awful. The table. I'm sorry. If it's on a slope, don't put a fucking table there.
At the time, it was awful. But looking back, I'm really glad I took you there. You paid £35 for a steak that came with baked beans and runner beans,
and no chips.
Three onion rings, baked beans, runner beans. That'll be £35. Oh. That was the payoff for the hour that went before it of you moaning about how hungry you were.
Hello, I'm John Richardson.
And I'm Matt Ford.
Join us on our brand new podcast, Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League.
Each week, we'll follow a group of comedians competing in the world's most competitive game, the Comedians FPL League. Vying for top spot will be us, Rob Beckett, Russell Howard, Ramesh Ranganathan, Josh Widdicombe, Nish Kumar, Alex Brooker, Ian Sterling, Maisie Adam, and Richard Osman, plus an array of special guests.
And let's face it, it's the only way some of us are going to experience Premier League football. football this season. Isn't that right, Matthew?
Two European Cups, mate.
That's it. If you want to follow football in the 21st century, rather than cling on to the victories of, let's be honest, generations ago, you can join us on all the traditional podcast platforms and on Twitter. We're at ComediansFPL. See you in a couple of weeks.
I'm seeing you tomorrow.